What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillies baseball back on WIP tonight. 9:45 first pitch against the San Francisco Giants. Talk about the Phillies a little bit here. Just keep winning series. That's all we got to do. Keep winning series. Yeah. Here we go.
All they do is win,
sort of.
How do you lose with those pitchers?
Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
I know how we do lose.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow night.
Well, they might only have three elite starters at the current moment.
Yeah, and while the other guy not looking so great.
Bullpen.
Yeah, well, at least later on in the season. Why don't we do High Hopes?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Hey, the guy we're talking about is obviously Lizardo, who struggled on Friday day. And by the way, longest game of the year, of course, when we're not on after at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting work by the Phillies.
Yeah. Lizardo, even the start before, was the numbers looked okay, but was grinding a little bit.
He's been grinding for a little bit now. He had the one really, really good start right after the tipping allegations.
Yep.
And then he's been battling his way through it.
Yeah. You see anything from him aside from not being able to? Yeah.
Yep. You guys knew.
Yeah.
The Clips are back.
The Clips.
what do you mean?
What rap group?
Oh. Yeah, I had no idea. Well, I mean, Spike should have known it. I don't know what.
I actually thought Spike would
Clips.
Know that.
Oh, yeah. It's not the Clips, right? It's just Clips. Yeah, it was not. I recognize the name, but never listen.
Are they back on Lizardo conversation?
Yeah. Sorry,
my bad. Back in.
Yeah. That was a bad moment for me. It was good. Yeah. It was fine for Jack. It was a bad moment for me.
You're still mad at Seltzer. That's.
But I got to take the L where I deserve the L.
Sure. No, but Lizardo to me that looked like he's pitching with a lot of motion recently. I thought he took himself out of that game. I think when you get a little too hot out there and like things aren't going your way, you can mentally check out.
Okay.
And I thought that's what happened. I think that he doesn't have as good of command as he had early in the season. Maybe, you know, he's reaching 80 plus innings. He threw 60 some last year.
Right.
Maybe you're starting to see him wear down a little bit. I think he's like, if we're looking for a bullpen leverage arm, that's probably Lizardo of the starting pitchers. So,
okay.
And then Ranger, same thing. They pulled him after 85 pitches.
He was grinding a little bit too.
A little bit.
But two innings worth of, you know, he can get out of a jam better than I think anybody on the staff, you know. But
I was definitely like worried the first two innings though when his cutter was at 84,
And it was low again this start.
So the cutter was, but then he eventually, like, once his arm loosened up, I think, a little bit, he got up to 93.
Okay.
So at least he saw a little bit of that. Some quick things here before we get to, the main point of the Jackie Baseball report here, is their record at Oracle Park since 2014 is 7-25.
That's not good.
They haven't won a series there since 2014. So
that's not good.
They usually have their work cut out for them. And then only two Phils made the All-Star game, Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler.
Still so, time for Trey if somebody drops out
sure.
or something, and Sanchez
and
as well.
And Suarez and Sanchez can maybe get in there. But, you know, a lot of conversation about some snubbing.
Yeah, Trey should have been in there, but I'm just wondering who comes off him.
It was De La Cruz and Lindor, right? Yeah, it's like, that's tough.
Yeah.
National League leader in hits.
He's
top 15 in WAR in all of baseball. He's the only player not on there and on the All-Star game. Hmm. Well, National League, sorry. National League. Top 15 in WAR.
Yeah.
I know you guys are huge WAR guys, but.
Well, isn't Soto isn't?
Soto's not an All-Star, but I don't think he's where Trey is WAR-wise.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, Trey's got a little bit of that fielding WAR added up into that in that number,
well,
isn't it?
Fielding WAR's been all right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know he booted the one on Saturday right at him.
He did. Sent you a text right away.
You did.
Yeah.
And then you liked my old tweets.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I'm glad you noticed that I did that.
Yeah, almost immediately. I was like, wow,
yep.
He really is locked in on the
phone. Yep.
All right, so Dave Dombrowski talked to Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer and had these two things to say. Everyone, obviously, I think off the weekend was, we got to get a bat, we got to get a bat. Doesn't sound like Dombrowski agrees. Here's the first quote. When asked about what kind of upgrades he thinks they're going to have to make, he said, well, it's not going to be the starting rotation, and our lineup doesn't have an abundance of places that are a hole. So I think almost by process of elimination, the area would be bullpen to upgrade. Where I would disagree is I think the lineup is an issue. Here's the other one. Dombrowski is aware of the chatter that the Phillies need a righty hitting outfielder. His response was, where do you find him? I know that some of the names are mentioned. Okay, why don't you get this guy? Why don't you get that guy? Well, they're hitting like 200 or 220. A lot of the guys that were out there in the wintertime, that's what they're hitting to.
Like, I get his point. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at not the high level guys you're talking about, but when you're talking about the Luis Roberts of the world, like,
he's not doing much.
Yet. Yeah, there are a bunch of guys out there that, when you're talking about trading for them, they have a name that produces, mm-hmm. but you look at their production this year is not that impressive.
But there are people.
Trout hit his 14th yesterday.
Yeah. His teammate Joe Adell has 19 on the year. He's hitting 258. Like, that's a name that could work.
I disagree. I understand why he's saying it, but his point, we don't have many holes in the lineup there, is like.
But there's a big hole. Like,
yes. Center field and left field.
Is he really saying what's available? It's not worth giving up what I would have to give up.
I think that's what he's trying
to say.
That's
what he's saying.
Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say.
And obviously, you know, general managers lie a lot heading into the trade deadline.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, but the 2022 deadline, he said Ben Brown and Logan Ohapi were untouchable, and then they were traded. You know, like they lie all the time. But still, a lot of comments about the offense is fine, the offense is fine, the offense is fine, disagree.
Yeah, I disagree too.
Yeah.
Now, one big reason to be concerned about the offense, I think, is Bryce Harper.
He looked terrible this weekend.
And the thing that is really worrisome about Bryce right now is, like, I feel like I'm watching a shell of the guy that I've watched as a Philly.
Well, he looked like, in those at-bats, a lot of those at-bats were not even competitive. I think he struck out in half of them. And
he struck out six straight times at one point.
Yeah. And I think he struck out eight times in the series over the weekend, 16 at-bats.
Yep.
Since he's come back. What worries me, Jack, is he looks non-competitive in the at-bats, and I wonder if it's in his head that he knows it doesn't feel right. And that's even affecting the at-bats on top of that.
I think that's fair.
You know, so, like, there's... If he had an entire offseason for this wrist to get better, and then the wrist bugged him again, and he took another month off, and he got to a point where he said, I don't think it's going to get any better than this. Like... You just have to wonder if this is the Bryce for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And if it is the Bryce for the rest of the year, does that make you go harder at the deadline, or does it make you go less hard at the deadline, thinking to yourself, boy, it's going to be hard to win a World Series if Bryce doesn't pick it up?
Well, I would think it would go harder, and I just don't want them... I think at this point you have to operate as, I hope that Bryce is going to get back to being a impact-ish type offensive player rather than expecting it. Like, I mean, at the second half of last year, we talk about that a lot. There was a power outage, 100%. He didn't hit much home runs. But like, the last month, he hit over 300. Like, he was still providing value with you know, getting base hits and stuff. He's not even doing that right.
Well, his September OPS was like 930, and that's without a bunch of home runs. I think he had three or four home runs in September. So if he can refocus, but what I also wonder is if it still hurts. And if the consistent irritation, if he's doing two things. One, he's battling through whatever pain is there. And the second thing is, I wonder if he is trying to figure out a way to make it not hurt more as he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, now we don't know because we don't know what's wrong. We don't know how much it hurts. But
I think we have an idea. I mean, if there's no surgery for it, it's clearly something that's...
Some sort of degenerative risk condition.
Yeah. And again, you're watching... Take these at bats. You watch him swing. I don't see a lot of discomfort after the swings.
Right. He's not wincing.
Yeah, he's not doing a lot of wincing. It's not for me to say it doesn't bother him. I'm just saying it's not noticeable where he's up there laboring at the plate. I think eventually he figures this thing out this year. He is too good of a hitter. He's too smart of a hitter. He's too dedicated to his craft of hitting to not figure it out.
Right.
It may take a little longer than we wanted to take, but I think part of the reason why he came back now is that A, he didn't feel like it was getting worse or better, so why not go in and play? And B, he needs the at-bats.
Yep.
Even if they aren't successful, he needs to be up there. He needs to be seeing pitches. So if he can get it going the second half, August, September, we saw what he did in 2022 when he had that time off. He was like, I don't even know how to think of a word. He just couldn't get the guy out late in the season. And so maybe that's what I got to hang my hat on and hope that he's working towards that, that he needs a few at-bats before he feels comfortable. They come out of the All-Star break late July. We're back.
And he's traditionally really he'll hit like a home run coming off the IL, but then he'll go into a little bit of a slump. Mm-hmm. He does this coming off the IL. My problem is that it's kind of looked this way this entire year.
Yeah.
So
would have been nice for him to. I know he doesn't do rehab stints.
No one does rehab stints anymore.
Well, that's not true. Marsh does.
Well, he's not. He's not a tenured.
He
vet.
Meant no one of significance.
Well, but maybe he should.
Maybe
he should. But it couldn't hurt to see live pitching somewhere.
Yep.
Before we get out of baseball, can I? I was doing a statistical deep dive on the Mets.
Great.
I'm not saying that they're cheating.
Uh oh.
But there's something fishy going on this year with the Mets. So the Mets this year, again, I'm not saying that they're cheating. I'm just saying that maybe somebody should take a look into what's going on.
You're waiting for the deep expose report?
Well, and I'm looking at my phone because I have some statistics here. So the Mets at home this year are 32-13, which is a 7-11 winning percentage. The Mets on the road this year are 19-25, which is a 4.32 winning percentage.
It's almost impossible.
Which is a difference of a plus 0.279, so almost a 280 winning percentage difference. So I went back through history, and I was like, have there been a lot of teams that have had this split? And they have, but they're all in Minnesota and Colorado. Now, Colorado...
Well, Minnesota's a weird one, though.
Well, Minnesota used to have the sight lines and the dome were always weird. They admitted at one point to like piping in noise and piping in wind and all that. But you look at the biggest splits of all time. The first one was 2020. Don't count that. It's Colorado, Minnesota, Colorado, 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 Minnesota. So like this would be the seventh biggest home road split difference in the history of baseball. So you might say to yourself, well, maybe historically at Citi Field, the Mets are way better at home than they are on the road.
Maybe it's such a hitter's advantage there at Citi Field.
Actually, that's not the case, Jack.
Not surprised.
This would be triple the difference between their home and road split than a normal season at Citi Field.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It would be their largest home road split in the history of Citi Field by 30% and almost triple what normal is. Some seasons at Citi Field, they've even had a better record away from Citi Field than they've had at home in Citi Field. So I ask you, I could figure out Minnesota. I can figure out Colorado. There's a Cubs one mixed in there as well. Colorado makes sense, right? I mean, the thin air, the teams are built for that. Even like for a pitcher, the VO2 difference, like the oxygen difference for a pitcher,
nice.
You know, who's not normally there. I'm just saying, what is going on with this year's Mets where they would be so much better at home? A team that is winning at a 7-11 clip at home and a 4-32 clip on the road, one of the biggest home road splits of all time. You just have to ask yourself, in this era of baseball cheating, and again, I'm not saying the Mets are cheating.
Sure.
I'm just saying that maybe somebody should take a look at what's going on.
Are you
saying
to investigate the Mets?
I'm just saying their pitching staff does not measure up to their performance so far this year. Like, it just doesn't. Like, when you look at historically, those pitchers just aren't as good as they've been this year. So
I think you should tweet those stats out.
I just think
see if you can get into the atmosphere.
Yeah, see if you can get the ball rolling here.
I just think again, not saying they're cheating, just saying it looks a little fishy. Wouldn't you say a team who has historically not been that much better at home than the road all of a sudden having a split like that?
Wasn't there something a little fishy with the Alonso home run last year off Devin Williams?
Was there something
fishy? Didn't
we
get to the bottom of that or something?
Oh, right. Yes. In fact, there was. They had, they had one of their bench coaches was part of the Astros team.
That was cheating that in cheated. 2017.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah, he brought that to New York.
Yes.
Allegedly, not saying that's happening.
Banging the cans?
Again.
Nah, I don't think so. I'll tell you what, the banging of the cans, not as sophisticated as...
Yes. Somebody should have noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe somebody should notice. Why are they banging cans all the time at home?
Where's that coming from on pitches? Seems a little ridiculous.
So that's just my thing. I would just like somebody to look into it. Again, not accusing anyone of anything untoward. I have no information. I don't put Citi Field in the same category as I put Coors Field.
Right.
You know, in terms of home field advantage.
The atmosphere definitely, I mean, the air definitely isn't the same.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right? Just doesn't make any sense. So just something to keep
something
an
to
eye
keep
on.
Our eye on.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Yeah. Chuck in Mount Airy.
He raises an eyebrow.
I'm just, and it was, I give credit, a person on Twitter tweeted me and they were like, what's up with the Mets home road splits? And I was like,
he dove into it.
Let me take a look.
Is that like when someone tipped off someone about the burner gate? With
yeah,
yes,
yes,
yes.
So that's exactly what happened.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Hmm.
Investigate the Mets.
If you're on the Philly staff, if you're on the baseball operations staff, you might want to look around Citi Field, see if what's going on there. Yeah, Chuck.
I mean, listen, when we cheated, it was just binoculars center field.
Right.
This is nothing.
This is going to be more.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me say this, right? First of all, I heard you talk about Bryce, right? If I'm Dave Dombrowski, right, if he's smart, he's going to go all into the trade deadline because I'm trusting that my best player is going to perform come September and October. That's when it counts. This don't mean nothing. This is June and July. It don't mean nothing. You know, hitters go through a slump. It's baseball, okay? This guy is too good of a hitter, too good of a player not to get it together. So trust and believe. Bryce Harper is going to be ready come October. You know, he came back early for a reason. He's still hurting.
Well, he didn't come back early. He didn't come back early. Yeah.
Well, he came back. You know, what I mean, he came back earlier than what he's supposed to with that injury.
He was on the 15-day IL, and he spent twice as long out as he was on the IL. We don't even know Chuck. I think the things that leaves everybody sort of a little bewildered is we don't even know what the injury is, and that the concern is that it isn't an injury that's just going to heal. You know, and that he'll be dealing with the rest of the year. I hope because for this team to win the World Series or to go anywhere, they need him. Maybe we don't need MVP Bryce, but we need a high level Bryce. It changes the entire complexion of the lineup. And if he was the way he was this weekend, which is not even competitive, that just the top half of your lineup is then struggling too.
Yeah.
You know, I also think
if you're Dave Dombrowski, and not to cut you off, you got to do something different this year. You know, you know these group of collective guys can't get it done in the postseason, you know, and you got to get Bryce some help. You know, I mean, it's hitting wise. You know, what I mean, you know, you got to go get a good first baseman. You know, I really think that he should put his hat on to go get a good first baseman and move Bryce out in the outfield. He's willing to go on the outfield and then make the team tremendously better. And, you know, and I'm talking about for the playoffs. I don't care what they're doing right now. This team is way to the playoffs. Okay, they're at that stage right now. So I don't care, you know, what they do right now. They're going to be in the playoffs. You have to think, your foresight has to be, we have to get a first baseman that can hit the baseball. I'm not worried about what Bryce is doing right now. I'm confident that Bryce is going to get it together, and we're going to make a run this year at that championship.
I agree. I want them to do that. The only other thing, Chuck, I'll say about this with Bryce is that when he was gone, Schwarber moved up to two in the lineup, and they haven't changed that again. And hitting behind him, this is not an anti-Bohm thing, but it's definitely more advantageous for Bryce to have Schwarber hitting behind him than Bohm hitting behind him. Like, if you're a pitcher, you'll take your chances with Bohm before you're going to take your chances with Bryce Harper. So I just think Bryce should move up to two in the lineup and move Schwarber to third. Like, I know we're doing the, you know, that. Lefty, whatever. But I think if Harper's not going to hit first, which I think would be best, I think Harper should hit second. If that's the only way that we're going to get, because we don't really have a two-hole hitter.
Right.
If you move Bryce to third and move Schwarber to four, then you're sort of stuck at two there. And I understand why they don't want Bohm at two. So I would put Bryce at two, and I think it would help him out a little bit having Schwarber hitting behind him.
See, look what a holiday week gonna do. It'll bring Chuck and Spike together.
Oh, look at this.
Things alike. You know what I mean? See, I'm trying to say
USA. Yes.
Who the guy? No, not USA. You know what I mean? But you know, not right now.
Nah, still best country in the world, Chuck.
Yeah.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Well,
I'm not going into politics, man. Listen, let me say this about the meat and potatoes in this phone call, right?
Yeah.
The meat and potatoes in this phone call is Jack Willer and Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Now, Jack Willer to me is a tremendous pitcher. He's one of my favorites. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm telling you right now, he's probably my fourth favorite Philly of all time. Behind Bryce, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard, and Cliff Lee. You know what I mean? Those guys are my four guys. You know what I mean? And the thing about Zach Willis is he doesn't complain. He just goes out, he does his job, and he's under the radar. And I love the guy. Every time he pitches, I got to watch him pitch because he's just tremendous. But the thing is, I disagree with you, Spike, with this, is that Jalen has guys that's game planning, defensive coordinators, you know, defensive players that's game planning to take his head off every week. And I just can't, you know, the thing about it is when you got a valid sport like football, you know, and you're successful at that each and every week, you know what I mean, or each and, you know, to win a championship at least, I got to go with the guy that has these guys setting up every week to take his head off. I mean, you know, Zach doesn't have that. You know,
well, sure he does.
It's a non-contact sport. I mean,
well, for sure, for sure. But batters do game plan for Zach Wheeler. I mean, and he's not a new pitcher. He's been in the league for a decade. So,
but not in the way of like, you know, this guy, you know, I'm going to rip his helmet off if he tries that tush-push one more time. Or I'm going to, you know what I mean, when I get back there to sack him because he's been running on us all game long, I'm going to make him pay for it. Like, you know what I mean? You know, that he doesn't have to worry about that. Jalen has to go out there and worry about that every week. And my thing is this, right? He has the hardest position on the field. The hardest position on the field. Not only do he have to keep himself happy and keep the city happy, he has to keep players like A.J. Brown happy, Devontae Smith happy. You know, these guys have pride, and he has to mitigate all that. And my thing is this, and he does a great job at doing it. And he's a champion. Zach hasn't done that yet. Zach, as great as he is, he has not hoisted the best championship in that sport yet. And I can't go with a guy that hasn't done that. He's an MVP. The guy's a Super Bowl MVP, man.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Respect on his name.
So let me ask you this. Let's take Bryce Harper, who you're a big fan of, right? Hasn't won a championship, right?
Yeah.
So who's better at their job, Joe Flacco or Bryce Harper?
Well, you know, considering the fact that Joe Flacco won a championship and he was red hot going down the stretch in that playoff, you know, I would say Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's better at his job.
Okay, so even though Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl and went to another one? Didn't he?
No, just one.
Okay.
So even though
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl as a quarterback, the hardest position in sports, Bryce Harper is a better player, even though he didn't win a championship, than Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Bryce is a better player than Joe Flacco.
But he didn't win a championship.
But what I'm stating to you is this, right? Yeah. You know, it's not,
he didn't win
I'm
a championship, just, though.
But I'm not stating it's just a championship, Spike. What I'm trying to say is this. The guy, to me, I gave you all the reasons of why I think he's a better player at his position than what Zach Wheeler is.
Yeah.
He has a lot on his plate.
That just means the job is harder. Yeah. He has a lot of guys to keep happy. He did a great job of that last season.
That's part of it, though. I mean,
yeah, the guys around him are thrilled.
Yeah, none of those guys went out, though. These guys came back and they want to play football with him again. So he must have been doing something right.
All right.
Listen, it's all subjective, man.
Yeah, it is.
We are blessed as fans right now to be watching both of these guys at their craft.
We are.
But if I had to pick one, I'm going with Jalen because of the nature of the sport.
Okay.
Simple as that.
All right. Thank you for the call, Chuck.
Yeah.
That was a good call.
Yeah, it was. Everybody wants a championship.
The fact that we got out of there,
everybody wants a championship thing to count.
I was waiting for the short joke out of you.
Sometimes.
You didn't go to it.
I didn't. Yeah. And he didn't go to Embiid.
I appreciate it. Yes, look at that.
Hey, we're all learning. Chris Middleton got straight to the point. Chuck and Mount Airy.
Chris Middleton. I don't know about today.
Yeah. He's not on your list.
Yeah.
He's all right. I'm just saying. No, that was Spike got him with the whole Bryce versus Joe Flacco.
Well, right. Yeah.
That's why you can't just use the championship.
The championship.
You can't either you believe it or you don't believe it.
Right.
It can't just be the championship.
Right. That game's a big game. It counts. You know, the Super Bowl counts, but it is still one. It's the biggest game. Coming up next, a former Philadelphia Eagle talks about his departure from the team and how he knew it was bad news as soon as he got here. 215.
You must have heard us.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.